Hey, I'll tell you this story happened to me tonight. Wow, that was crazy. I have this truck. I'm on the beltway going with the traffic, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 60 miles an hour, moving along with everybody. Everybody's having a good time on the beltway. So the brake lights in front of me, traffic, they start, the lights go on, so I put on my brakes. My brake pedal goes to the floor. It goes to the floor. I'm pumping it in the car. Truck is not slowing down. It's fantastic. Honestly, that happened. So then I'm going for the emergency brake, which is a pedal over here on the left. And I apparently didn't get it because that pedal went to the floor, and I later thought maybe that was a clutch pedal, and in the excitement, I was pushing the clutch pedal, pumping the brake pedal, and I'm going high speed. God's still rolling stones. You know what happened? Guess what? I was killed. No, that's the wrong story. Now, hey, guess what happened? Traffic, the stopping, I cannot stop. I am running right in the back of this, and the space opened up to the left, and I became Mario Andretti. And I went into that place and went over in the shoulder. I'm going past the traffic on the inside shoulder of the beltway. My exit is a quarter mile up the way. I say, should I just roll to a stop or just keep going? I thought, this is fun. I'll just keep going. And I cruise and I roll and I make it home without any brakes. And when I got home, I go, wow, Lord, thank you. Isn't that beautiful? I am so glad. Nobody got hurt. Wow. And so now turn to Genesis 37. So glad to be here tonight. We have our Christmas season. A lot of good stuff going on. We have tracks, special Christmas tracks. Here are two of them. Greater Grace Info, these tracks, large quantities for Christmas season, carry them in your pocket, share them at work, on the street. We have a schedule, we have a nativity walk, we have caroling, and the schedule is out there. I mean, I love this time of year, because people are thinking about it, and we can invite them to our services. So here is the card. You can get these cards, bring this to work. We have the January sermon series and then the December sermon series. Mary, what did you know? That is the title of the series. Mary, what did you know? From that beautiful song, Mary, Did You Know? And so Mary's wonder, Mary's trouble, Mary's hope, our living hope. One wonder leads to another. Beautiful time. Creative, fresh, spirit-given, spirit-led words. This Saturday at 9 a.m., we invite you all to the outreach breakfast. We have a free breakfast prepared for you down at the Fellowship Hall. Scotty Dubay and his team be cooking up a breakfast, Egg McMuffin. That'll be at 9 o'clock Saturday morning. Everyone, all of you are welcome. That'll be a good time of fellowship. I love that time. Saturday mornings are just precious to get together. Sunday at 5 o'clock is a special dinner at the Fellowship Hall. And kind of have it on target, your warm contacts with neighbors and friends and work colleagues, and bring them, and children too. Bring the children along. Wherever you go, bring your children along. Move them along in the Lord. It's fun. Raising your children in the Lord. Oh, it's so much fun. The highlight of my life was bringing my children into the church and leading them in the faith and helping them and letting them know adults. I love it when little kids are comfortable with adults that are loving them. It's so cool. Christmas is a great time of year. So we'll be giving you the updates on that as we move along in regards to our schedule. Another announcement, Pastor Pete Westera wants to do a special needs Sunday school for some of our special children that are in the church who need a little special help, so that this Sunday school program, kind of made for special needs children, is going to be run by Pastor Westera. He has 3 committed body members, and he's looking for 2 more team members that would help in that program. So that's another good thing. Lastly, this is in our hearts. Many of you know Pastor Carl Silva in India, and his wife, and Pastor Carl is asking the body worldwide. I think we have a picture of Pastor Carl. We could put it up. And they're asking us in the body in the next month, 40 days, to be praying, if you feel led, fasting and asking God for healing for Pastor Carl. God could do it. Wouldn't it be amazing? Pastor Carl moving about, jumping and preaching and serving like he's done all his life. That's a real heart cry from those folks there in India. And we have it in our hearts also. We love them. We love them. So let's do it right now for a moment. Pray with me. We are family, Lord. Pastor Carl and Susie are our heroes in the faith. They are asking us as family to intercede for him, to strengthen his body, heal his body. Please, you are God, and you hear us. It's your business, Lord. We are believing. You know how the Susie and the churches in India are believing you, and we are believing you. And you know this, Lord. And in our broken plea and courageous spirit and attitude of faith, we ask firmly for healing for this brother. Oh God, in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Well, because of the time, and you folks came out tonight, because we love coming together and seeking God together in our hearts, then I feel like my message, I should maybe change it a little bit, make it real short and real simple and real power. Hey, 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 who's in charge over here? Okay, so now that doesn't have to be long, not the point is short or long, but just that I want to respect what God wants to say to us, this maybe this is it. I think so. Turn to Genesis 37 and verse 3. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children. Do you have favorites in your family as a mom or dad? We don't have. My mom and dad would always say, we love you all equally. You're all the same. And We do not have favorites. And God is not a respecter of persons. And so he would never favor us for the wrong reason. But however, I believe he favors us. There are things about your life that he favors, that he respects. That's namely one and only reason, Christ. Christ is in you, so you are highly favored by God. Psalm 4, verse 3. He has set the godly apart for himself. This is an honor that by his grace he has called you a favored, blessed person, a child of God, greatly loved and favored. This was the case with Christ when he was baptized. The voice from heaven, "Behold my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." It means a lot that God would find somebody that he could have all of his heart, all of his favor on that person. That God would love Christ 100,000%, and Christ would be bringing great pleasure to our Heavenly Father. Well, this story is about Christ, for Joseph is a picture of Christ. He was greatly loved because he was a son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. Kind of look around and look at the people in this room that have coats of many colors. You know, the Greek word poikilos means that many, many, poikilos, this variegated, manifold, many, many elements, many parts to it, is this love. This love that never fails, even when you're the worst person you could ever imagine being, God's love never fails. Because it was Christ that pleased God, so now you and I have favor with God that is guaranteed. We have a coat of many colors also. We have also many gifts. We have many gifts given to us from the Holy Spirit because we have the Holy Spirit who has many fruits. And there are many elements to the plan of God. I actually feel it in a fresh way tonight because my truck made it through the traffic without hurting anybody and arrived safely at home, and I plan to use it in the morning. No, I'm joking. You are favored. You're favored with your speech, favored with your prayers, favored in your footsteps. You're favored by God, even in our trials, in our troubles. Now turn to Genesis 49, please. And this is a message I heard Pastor Schiavelli had preached this in New York City and have been thinking about it today. Verse 22, very simply, Joseph is a fruitful bough. This is the prophecy that his father had. You know, this is a beautiful Bible study. Jacob had 12 sons, and he went to each one, and he was blind. Or Jacob was kind of partially blind. He couldn't see very well. But as he was physically blind, he was spiritually prophesying for each son. And he would say to Reuben, "You are unstable like water." And he said to Simeon and Naphtali and Zebulun. And when he came to Joseph, he said these words, "You are a fruitful bough. You have a lot of fruit." This is a word for you and I. We are fruitful. In our good days and bad days, we are fruitful. We are called by God. We are special. We have a coat of many colors. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. We are learning by the Spirit what this means in our church. And believe me, my vision in this church is that it would be packed full all the time. I honestly believe there is a spiritual hunger that is happening in this world. and that people desperately need to be spiritually fed. And I've seen the fruit of it in our lives. Can I have all the guys? I thought of this earlier. This is not spontaneous. But if you're 18 years old, could you stand up? We probably will be looking in this direction. Just 18 years old, stand up. Okay, you guys made it. 18. 19 years old, stay standing. 19, stand. You're 19. You are. There's more of them. And then the 20-year-olds, would you stand up? You're 20 years old, stand up, okay. And you're 21 years old, would you stand up? 21 years old, would you stand up, okay. If we had the time, I'd ask us all to kind of get up and go around these young people and pat them on the shoulder and say, you made it. You made it. We are with you. We are with you. We are with you. You made it. You're believers. Hallelujah. You're a fruitful bough. You are a blessed people. You may be seated. You're all sitting there. What did that mean? I think young people are such a treasure, and they have so much possibility and so much potential, and they're so important. They get a hold of this spiritual life that happens by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit being poured out upon us, and we being fruitful in Christ. Not because of my goodness or my ability or my talent or my skill, but by being simply filled with the Spirit and spiritually hungry for the living God and to learn to worship God. And when we get around people that worship God, we become worshipers of God. We become like Joseph. And we become fruitful wherever you are. You put Joseph in Egypt, he's fruitful. Look at the next portion here. It says, whose branches run over the wall. I think we have a photo of that. Do I have that, Pastor? The photo. The branches run over the wall. Whose branches run over the wall. Oh, that's a little anticlimactic. There it is. Do you see it? The branches run over the wall. And what walls are there? There's one wall of unbelief, wall of opposition, wall of the dead dog with the tail sticking out, the wall of child molestation, a personal failure, the wall of a bad identity and a problem in my life, the wall of my brothers hating me. My brothers hated me. And there's a wall there, and they're saying, don't you even think about it. Don't even go beyond here. Don't even think about it. But Joseph is in the kingdom, and he's favored. He's favored. And this is what happens in life, that there is a growth that happens in your life, and I've heard it in my own ears. I've received it in my own heart from our own people, young and old. I've heard God speak through people in the body. I've seen it in their footsteps and watched that in their lives. They are not dead and dull and boring. They are motivated and smart. They are sharp. They are keen. They are alert. They are awake. Their branches are going over the wall. And let's even go further. And over the wall. And over and over and over into Egypt, and over the wall, and even into Israel, and over the wall, and even into all the world. We have six brothers in Morocco that are watching our service tonight. And they are believers that got saved some years ago by Pastor Michel Bono. And they have reconnected with us. And we want to give a shout out to them and say, God bless you in Morocco. Hallelujah, for God is in Morocco. God is moving in Morocco. And God is moving in the hearts of you guys, because you are like Joseph, and you have a coat of many colors, and your branches are full of fruit, and they are running over the walls that the people of this world put up. Look at verse 23. The archers. The archers. Who are they? the archers, you know who they are. They shoot at you at work. I worked in a factory up in Maine many years ago. I didn't even know where it was coming from. But this arrow came from an office in another part of the building. And that arrow went all the way through that factory right to me. They shot an arrow at me. I don't even know who the people were, but they slandered me. They were against me. And I learned a lesson. It didn't affect me, and I kept my job, and everything went along okay. But I learned a lesson. It's Psalms 11, isn't it 11? Verse 2 and 3, where it says, the wicked bend their arrows, and they shoot at the upright in heart. Joseph has archers against him. They're saying, you can't do that. You can't go over the wall. You cannot go anywhere. You get back in your corner, little boy. You're an arrogant little boy, and who cares if dad, your daddy's favorite? We are your brothers, and we will put you down. Watch this. Be careful when you kick against the goats. Might end up with a thorn in your toe. You know, this is what Jesus said to Paul in Acts 9. It is not easy for you to kick against the goats. You go against God and God's people, and you go against what is right, and you go against Joseph. You are going against God. That's in the book of Acts, is it chapter 5, when Gamaliel gave the wisdom to the Jewish leadership and said, listen, if this thing is of God, you cannot go against it. If Joseph is of God, go shoot all the arrows you can. But look at the next portion. It says, and shot at him. They grieved him and shot at him and hated him. Do you see it? The archers, his brothers, have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. Wow. It's not fun to be hated. But if you're godly, you'll be hated. Yeah, we don't look forward to it. But if you're an upright person walking with God and the Spirit of God, there's something in this world called hatred that is irrational, unbelievable, it's incredible, it's iniquity, it's a mystery. How could you hate Christ? How could you hate the man that raises the dead and heals the blind and feeds the multitude? How could you hate the Christ? The answer for your life, the counselor, the wonderful, the mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, how could you hate him? But they shot at him, and they grieved him, and they hated Joseph. But look at the next portion, it says, but his bow abode in strength. It did not slow him down, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. Okay, let's finish the message. Help me out. Say amen. Now, when I tell you, you can say amen. Or you will know when, this is fun. Yeah, you will know when come on. Okay, wake up, let's go. We're almost ready, almost done, okay? They shot at him and shot at him and shot at him and shot at him. It grieved him and they hated him. Back in your corner, little Joseph. Go back in your place. But Joseph is saying, oh no, I'm not stopping. I'm a righteous man. I'm a man of faith. Oh no, we have to go into all the world with the gospel. Oh no, we're not backing off. We're meditating on this book day and night. We're studying it and finding the treasures that are in the book. Oh, no. And they say the archers are shooting at Joseph and trying to get him to slow down, back off, stop, quit. And they shoot at the children. They shoot at Joseph. They shoot at the church. They shoot at the Bible. They shoot at everything to slow us down because we are the ones that are highly favored of God. We have the gospel and there's no message like it. We have the message of Christ and there is no answer. We have the message of eternal life and resurrection, and there's nothing like it in all the world. We have the body of Christ, and there's no group of people that is like the body of Christ. It is so unique and so special, but they shoot and shoot. And notice she didn't say amen, because it was so good, we didn't have to say it. It turned out okay. It is true. Man. So, what can we say about this? I just pray that this is the end. I just pray that the Spirit will work in us in such a way that not the pulpit, not me, not any preacher here, but you. You are amazing people because you are hearing, and what you are hearing is what you are thinking when you are alone in prayer or when you're in Bible study. You're thinking the same things that we are saying. So we are saying these things tonight, and you are identifying and hearing it and saying amen. So be it. That is true. That is so edifying. And then it'll be easier for you to come to your mouth. You'll be able to repeat it because you heard it. You heard it in the church, but you also felt it in your spirit. And you say, that's true. Let me say one other thing. You know, we have about 5 churches that have contacted us recently, and they said, do you have a pastor? We need a pastor up in New Jersey. We need a pastor. We have a congregation. Right, we need a pastor. Maryland Bible College, does Greater Grace have a pastor? It happened in York, Pennsylvania. Jay Esterbrook got that. And it's a Greater Grace church. Jack Wheatley, it's a Greater Grace church out in Chicago Way. And on it goes Federal Hill. It happened with Federal Hill. And there's 5 more that are saying, do you have a pastor? Do you have a pastor? Listen, we are not following the money. We have lost that. We got a coat of many colors. We got a calling. Our bow is going over the wall. We got something that is bigger than just a job. We have a calling. We have a purpose. We have our brothers and sisters that are learning and spending time and being very focused in learning this book and these messages. Because people are dying. They're committing suicide, 25% increase in the last years. They're dying in our neighborhoods. They're overdosing. Kids are on the iPhone lost without any restraint, no filters. Parents don't even know. They don't even know what the kid is doing on the iPhone. They throw them an iPhone, and that's history. That's the way it is. And the kid is gone with the iPhone. No filter, no restraint, no accountability, no responsibility. Maybe there'll be a day when we will say, it was a great thing when I grew up in some kind of poverty and I didn't have everything I wanted. How about it? Can some of you people over 50 years old identify? We grew up, let's tell the old stories, the old war stories. You know, we grew up, maybe we didn't have much. And we couldn't get everything, and it wasn't about comfort. Our dads and moms went through World War II and the Depression, and they said, this is the way it is, be thankful and eat your peas. And sit up straight in the chair. And so on. And I'm your dad, and this is your mom, and don't you ever say a single negative thing about your mother. Or you'll be buried in the backyard. We had a little bit of spit and vinegar planted in us. We had a little bit of toughness. And then when you get your little morsel, you know, you get a blessing of some kind. You say, thank you. Like, here, listen to those words. Thank you. Thank you. I got a dollar. Thank you. I got to drive the car for 5 minutes. Thank you that you were, you know, thank you that you noticed me. Thank you. All those good old stories, you know what I mean. Why did we bring that up? I don't know. Just fun talking about it, I guess. Hey, listen. We are in a day when the culture is spoiling kids rotten. We're in a day when they do not have accountability. We are in a day when people are saying just what they did, whatever they want to do and whatever they want to say. And many of them are nuts. They got a website and they do YouTube videos and everything else, and they are nuts. There are people that are crazy. And they got an audience, and they are on the internet, and they've got everything going, and it's like, I would not trust them as far as you can throw them. But if I can find a Joseph, if I can find a man of God, if I can find the wisdom of God, if I can find the way of God, and if there's a little bit of pain in it, okay, I'll take it. If it gets me from point A to point B with God, then I'll go with God. And find the way of God, the way of God, the means of God, the provision of God. You know what I'm saying. So Joseph just, here's Joseph, full of arrows, but his arms are strong. It says that. His fingers, his arms are strong. It's like you shoot, and the more you shoot at him, the stronger he gets. If you shoot at Jesus, you're not going to hurt him. He's going to increase. And it should be the same with us. When you get in trouble, don't let it take you out. Let it build you up. When you find yourself in trouble, don't let it discourage you and take you out and just go off into no man's land and have nothing going on. But be a person like these young people that stood up and said, I am here. I showed up. Here I am. I got something going on in my life. And we are saying, amen. May it be for all of us all the time. Amen. Would you pray with me? Okay. Lord, we just thank you for Joseph tonight and who we are, and use these thoughts in your name. May anyone listening to my voice who is not a believer come to Jesus tonight. This is a personal invitation from the Word of God to you. Please come. Today is the day of salvation. Please come to Christ today. Believe in him. You are born of the Spirit. Walk by faith in him. You'll discover that you've got a coat of many colors by God's great grace given to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Anyone, raise your hand. The ushers will give you a booklet. There you go. God bless you.